Brighton Festival 2018.
Jazz musician Dave Okumu is coming to St George's Church on Saturday with an ensemble of musicians to reinterpret a couple of classic albums by Miles Davis. Mark Johnson from Radio Reverb's Slipstream spoke to Dave Okumu earlier on the phone to find out what's happening at these rather unusual events.
So on Saturday the 12th of May at 2 p.m. at St George's Church, the series Played Twice continues. This is presented by Brilliant Corners, and this time round features the great classic by Miles Davis, A Kind of Blue. I'd like to welcome Dave Okumu, who is heading up the band for this great presentation in the afternoon, and then also there's a gig in the evening where they'll be playing some of the compositions from Miles' 1970s albums. Dave, welcome.
Thank you. We're really excited to come down and play all this wonderful music. It's quite rare to have an opportunity to sort of look at the music from such an influential artist's catalogue over such a long period of time in one day in a beautiful church. So
the sound is pretty amazing there. It's amazing to think that the album, A Kind of Blue, is nearly 60 years old.
Unbelievable.
And when I listen to it now, it still sounds very, very contemporary and of the moment.
Yes, it's so striking. That fact alone is really quite something. It's not very often that happens.
So what drew you to getting involved with this project? The idea is that you hear the album complete, and then after that you and other musicians get together and you improvise and play your own interpretation of that album?
Exactly, yeah. It's a really unusual format, and it basically was devised by these guys who run an establishment in East London called Brilliant Corners, and they started this night where they would kind of lock the audience into this room. You know, so there was this immediate sense of commitment from the audience. They play a classic record, jazz record, over their sound system. Everyone would listen to the record together, and then a band of great musicians would interpret the album just as you described. And the first time I went to one of these events, it was actually to perform, we interpreted an album by Bjork called Vespertine, which was a really interesting challenge, actually. And I'd never really had an experience like it. I can't really remember a time where I've listened through to an album in silence with a room full of people. You know, it's a very intimate, quite an intense and special experience. And then to try and rise to the challenge of offering an interpretation of that music and another way of looking at it and experiencing it and bringing it to life, and just going on that journey with those people was really extraordinary. And since that performance, that event, done a few more at Brilliant Corners, maybe three or four, and each time the experience has been incredibly rewarding. It's felt very, very special, I think, for audience and for the musicians. And in each instance, the musicians get together on the day and someone would have thought about arrangement, and there's a real kind of, well, at the times I've been in, there's been a real element of spontaneity. And something very special has always happened. So when the opportunity came up to explore taking Brilliant Corners and Play Twice idea outside of their venue and bringing it somewhere else, we were all really interested in seeing if that would work. And the opportunity came up to do it at Brighton Festival in what sounds like a wonderful venue. I can't wait to see it tomorrow, kind of how it came.
It is a really unique thing these days, because obviously with the advent of playlists and iTunes and iPods, where, you know, the fact of listening to an album all the way through is quite unique these days, actually. So
it's becoming increasingly rare. I mean, I feel like, you know, even as a profound music lover myself, I feel that, you know, I almost rarely have the opportunity and am able to create the space for myself to listen to an album from start to finish. And so, yes, from that point of view as well, that it feels like a great thing to do. I really, really support these guys. I think they're onto something really wonderful, and, you know, I'd love them to take it all over the place so people can experience this
fantastic,
this unique experience.
So then in the evening, 8 o'clock, you're then back on stage to perform versions of some of the jazz fusion compositions from the 1970s, the Miles Davis catalogue, from albums like On the Corner, Dark Magus. The On the Corner album's very sort of dark and funky, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, there's I feel like a lot of that music has it was interesting when I was discussing what material to, with Armit, who runs Brilliant Corners, and conceived of Played Twice, and he was suggesting that we performing this the 70s stuff in a church would be really, really amazing. Because a lot of those recordings have a real atmosphere around them and a kind of an almost kind of spooky quality, and that really, really appealed to me. Yeah, there's definitely I think it's kind of all in there, the light and the dark, like all great art. It kind of, you know, represents everything at the same time. But there is definitely a dark atmosphere in some of that music for sure, and deeply funky. Yeah, that's a very appealing.
Pleasure talking to you. So, dear listener, that's tomorrow, Saturday the 12th of May, 2 o'clock at St George's Church for Played Twice, Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. And then in the evening, Miles Davis Through the 70s, that's at 8 o'clock. Dave Kwamu, thank you very much for joining us.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.